Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast from the First Christian Church in Great Bend, Kansas. We are a church with a mission of inspiring ordinary people to live extraordinary lives for Christ. It really doesn't matter who you are, what you have done, or how you choose to worship. You belong here. We pray that this week's sermon blesses you and that you feel God's presence through it today.
So today we are in week two of our sermon series called Staying on Purpose, where what we're doing is, given that in the last 5 years or so, we have gone through some pretty significant change as a congregation, like the expansion of the refuge has been a big deal, the reworking of our board structure, but I think most importantly, all the growth and success we have experienced to make sure we don't start to wander off from the path of who it is that God has called us to be. Because of all of that, which by the way is really easy to do, we are walking through our vision, mission, and core values to not only be reminded of who God has called us to be, but I hope to recommit ourselves to this purpose that God has called us to live into as the First Christian Church of Great Bend. Now, last week, as we got into our vision, we were reminded that what we mean when we proclaim our vision is to bring heaven to earth in all we do is that we have been called as a church to, by the creator of the universe, to play our small part in causing his kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Or that our vision is God's vision for the world. We just say it a bit differently. And what that looks like is, as the hands and feet of Jesus, our purpose as a church is to go into those places where things are not as they're supposed to be and do what we can with God's help to make things right. But now that you're starting to understand our vision, or what it is that God is calling us to be as a church in a big picture kind of way, what we're going to be doing this morning to keep things moving forward is getting into some of the more practical ways that God is calling us as a church to bring heaven to earth. Or we're going to walk through our mission statement, which says this, and you guys know this by heart, hopefully, to inspire ordinary people to live extraordinary lives for Christ by fostering faith, cultivating kids, connecting community, and serving the world. Because really, our mission is nothing more than what God has called us to do on a day-to-day basis to chase after our vision, or to cause heaven to come crashing into earth. Or if our vision is like the destination at the very end of a long road trip, which we talked about last week, then our mission is the car that we're driving to get to that place. Our mission is what we're being called to devote our lives to in the here and now, every single day, as we strive to join God in his kingdom building work. So, what we mean when we say our mission is to inspire is we want to be a church where you can come to be moved, to get fired up, to get excited, be encouraged, uplifted, so that you can go back out in the bump and grind of everyday life and you'll have exactly what you need to go and do what God has created you to do. Or kind of like when a car is running low on fuel, our mission is to be that place, that community where you can come when you're running out of gas to get what it is that you need to go back out and thrive, or maybe just survive in whatever part of life you're in. And the way we do that is by helping you to connect and be filled with the Spirit of the living God. Because what the word inspire literally means, when you break it down to its Latin etiology, is to put a spirit into something. It's inspiriting something, which means our mission is all about helping you to be filled by the Holy Spirit, or helping you to connect to God in the deepest possible ways so that you will be plugged in and connected to the source of all things. Or you'll be connected to God, and God will go with you out into your life and help you live the extraordinary life that he created you for. And by extraordinary lives here, please don't think that we mean we're trying to help you to become the greatest athletes on the planet, or rich and famous, or somehow better than everyone else. No, all we mean by extraordinary is we want to help you discover and then become who it is that God created you to be. Or to see this, I want you to watch one of our older welcome videos, which for me puts it all into perspective in a way that you can actually see. So check this out. the concept behind this video is we wanted to basically show you close-ups of some of the ordinary people who attend this church from all walks of life. People you know like Dina and Debbie and Kevin and Marta and Stephen. But then to help you understand what we mean by extraordinary lives, we wanted you to visually see how it is these ordinary people are living out their extraordinary lives on a day-to-day basis. Because for Dina, a mother of three boys, the extraordinary life that God is calling her into is to be a good mother. And it can't be overrated what it means to be a good mother. You mold and shape your children in absolutely amazing ways. And the truth is, you're going to be one of the foundations that helps them to get the basics of the faith. For Steve, what it means for him to live into his extraordinary life is he's a mechanic at Marmy's. Or he's the guy that you very rarely ever see when you drop the car off, but he's the one doing all the work in the background to get your car up and running so you can get back to your life. Then you have David and Deanna S. Miller. And one of the ways they live into the lives that God has created for them is they run a farm. And on that farm, they produce food. And what that food does is it goes out and helps to feed the world. Kevin Stansfield, as an EMT and firefighter, he's the guy who shows up to save your stuff if something ever catches on fire, or your life if something has gone horribly wrong. Marta Edmonds, as a pediatrician, has devoted her life to showing God's love through the practice of healing her kiddos. I mean, my kiddos are here today and doing well. I've got a daughter with severe asthma, and she wouldn't be who she is today without the help of Dr. Marta doing what God has called her to do. You have Ruth Behrens, and besides being one of the most committed grandparents on the planet, by the way, that's a huge deal for those of you who are grandparents. Give yourself to that. She has also chosen to use her time and resources in retirement, not just on herself, but in service to others, which she does as a volunteer and board member of the Barton County Food Bank. And then last but not least, we showed you a youth, because you need to know not only are we as a congregation devoted to inspiring all of our adults to live extraordinary lives, but we also want to do the same for every single youth and child that God has entrusted to us. Or that, my friends, is what we mean when we proclaim that our mission is to inspire ordinary people to live extraordinary lives for Christ. Or that is what we believe God has called us to do in the here and now, every single day as we play our part in causing heaven to come crashing into earth. And yet, now that you're understanding all of that, now what I want to show you are the four specific ways that God has called us as a church to inspire our people to go out and live extraordinary lives. Because if our vision is the destination and our mission is the vehicle that we are using to get to that destination, then these four specific ways, fostering faith, cultivating kids, connecting community, and serving the world, are the four tires that propel us forward. Or this is where the rubber meets the road. So what we mean by fostering faith is we are a congregation that is devoted to helping everyone who walks in our doors grow deeper in their faith and closer in their relationship with Christ. Along with being a church that is dedicated to reaching out to the over 8,000 people in this area who don't know Christ or belong to a church so they too can have a chance at finding what we have found in Christ. And some of the ways we do that are through our three Sunday morning worship experiences where we try to meet everybody where they're at. Right? We also have Bible studies and small groups and Sunday school classes to help all of you, if you choose, to continue to go deeper in your faith and closer to God, which is also something we're very committed to growing into as we continue to grow as a congregation. By cultivating kids, we mean that we are a congregation that is devoted to meeting kids where they are, as they are, by giving ourselves to helping raise up the next generation of disciples. Which we do by creating spaces and lessons where kids not only learn the basics of the faith, but it's something they look forward to because it's so much fun. We want kids to be banging down the door to get into this place. Or we want to be a church that kids are dragging their parents to because it means so much to them. A place where they feel safe. But most importantly, we want to be the place where they feel loved by God as soon as they walk in the door. And the way we do that is through our nursery on both Sunday and Wednesday nights, through our FCC kids with two children's churches on Sunday morning with both of our services and our Wednesday evening programming, along with FCC youth that not only has one of the best youth buildings in the area, but is something we offer on Wednesday and Sunday nights to make sure that we're not missing out on any youth because of their schedules. By connecting community, we mean we're a congregation that is devoted to being your second family. We don't want to be your first family. That's way too messy, way too much drama. You guys keep that to yourself. We want to be your second family. which we do by showing up when things are good and need to be celebrated, or we as a church, we like to party, along with showing up when things get hard and you need some help. Or ultimately, we want to be the people who walk with you through this amazing and oftentimes difficult life as your church family, so you never have to face anything alone. Or when it comes to the good stuff in life, weddings, graduations, birthdays, babies, anniversaries, you name it. This church shows up to laugh together, to bring casseroles, of course, and to throw our arms around our brothers and sisters in those moments worth celebrating. Because around here, joy isn't something we watch from the sidelines. No, it's something that we want to be a part of. But most importantly, we show up when our people are hurting, making hundreds of visits a year, thousands of phone calls and texts to support and help out in whatever way we can, trying to help our people who are in the midst of their darkness walk out of that darkness and back into the light. And then what we mean by serving the world is we don't just want to be a congregation that is inward facing or just focused on taking care of ourselves and our wants and needs, which, by the way, is a lot of churches the way they roll. We want to be an outward facing congregation by being the hands and feet of Jesus, reaching out to help those in need. Or we want to be a congregation that is so devoted to helping serve our community and world that we would actually miss if we ceased to exist. You want to know a definition of a good church? A church that is making a difference in the community? What happens if that church goes away? Does it actually even matter? Does it actually even make a difference? We want to be a place where we're making a difference, not just in our people's lives, but in the lives of every person in this community that needs help. And some of the ways we are doing this are through our partnerships with the Water For Foundation. We talked about that last week, but it's providing water for people living in sub-Saharan Africa. There's the Care Portal that is all about providing resources for family members to care for children who don't have a place to go so they don't end up living in the foster care system. Core Ministry is about helping people work themselves out of poverty by offering a hand up, not a handout. There's the Dream Center, where we're a part of the local homeless kitchen. There's the Barton County Food Bank that feeds thousands of people a year, along with continuing to help people who walk through our doors on a weekly basis with things like gas, utility bills, hotel rooms, and food. Or those are the four specific ways that God has called us as a church to inspire ordinary people to live extraordinary lives for Christ as we play our small part in striving to bring heaven to earth in all that we do. Or even more than that, and I think you guys really need to hear this. This is why we exist. This is why we exist. This is the foundation that we have to hold on to if we don't want to lose our way. And I don't know about you guys, but I really am. It's an honor and privilege for me. And I get excited about the fact that I get to belong to a church who is striving to live into God's vision for the world. Right? Bringing heaven to earth, your kingdom come, your will be done. I absolutely love that. And even more than that, I love that our mission is to transform lives in the world for the sake of God. And I wish I could share with you all the transitions that I've seen in people's lives as they walk through some of the difficult places. We don't have time and space to do all of that. But you guys need to know people are finding hope in life. People are finding courage to walk away from bad relationships. People are, for the first time, are transforming their families. We've got a younger couple that just started coming not too long ago, and they'd never been to church, never did anything, and they have jumped in head first, and they tell me that their life has never been better. They're thinking better. All these things are happening because of what we do around here, which is what we want to be a part of. And yet, now that you're starting to understand what God is calling us to do as FCC, for those of you who like what you see here, or maybe even starting to feel that pull to be a part of a church that is striving to do all of that, here's how you get involved. Or this is what it looks like in real life. It looks like giving, and it looks like serving. It looks like each one of you showing up and saying, God, use me. Because the truth is, the church doesn't thrive because of programs. We can have all the programs we want. It doesn't thrive because of programs. It comes alive because people decide to live out their faith. Or it excels when ordinary folk like you and I offer what we have to offer, and then we let God do something extraordinary with it. Which means we need your time. We need your heart. We need your passion. We need your gifts. Or we need you to invest a small part of your life into this ministry by giving what you can financially and finding a place to serve where your talents and God's mission meet. Because ultimately, we don't want you to come in here and do something that you don't like to do. We don't want you to come in here or dread showing up every single Sunday. We want you to find something that brings you life and energy, something that God created you to do, because not only does that bless the church, that also blesses you. Because the truth is, the more we give ourselves, the more God is able to do through us for the sake of causing his kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then one last thing I would encourage you guys to do, and this is all for free here. This is just kind of off the cuff. I would encourage you to do some research on what it means to be a member of the church. And I want you to look at the faith stuff. I want you to go straight to the science of what it means to belong to a church and what that does for you in your life. You're absolutely going to be blown away by how in almost every category it makes your life better. You get purpose and meaning. You get community. You have support. You have love. I mean, people live longer. People say that they're more satisfied. Your friendships, all those people who are with you walking this whole time. So the reason I tell you all of that is because oftentimes if I talk money or about giving or anything like that, people automatically lock down and go, oh, he's another one of those preachers just asking for money. No, not, really not. What I want is I want you guys to be blessed. I want you guys to understand that it actually is better to give than it is to receive. I'm not just saying that. Jesus is not just saying that. There's scientific facts on that. I'm telling you to give to the church, to be a part of a church, because it will make your life better. Now, is it easy? No, it's not easy, because anytime you're dealing with a whole bunch of people, there's going to be some drama, right? Just like in your marriage, but we won't talk about that right now, will we? So I want you guys to hear the plea of my heart. We want to go do more and more of this because it makes such a difference in people's lives, but we can't do it without you. We need you to help us to go out there and be the church that is all about inspiring ordinary people to live extraordinary lives for Christ by fostering faith, cultivating kids, connecting community, and serving the world. Let us pray. Father, as we continue our journey through our mission, vision, and core values, it is my hope and my prayer that this is not just something that we say at the end of the service, not just something that we have memorized, but this becomes a part of our DNA. This is who we are, not just in the church, but as we go out into the world, oh Lord, help us to take this mission with us. Because ultimately, Lord, what we're trying to do is we're trying to be faithful to you. We're trying to do what it is that you have called and created us to do. And of course, Lord, we can't do any of this without you. So help us, guide us, may we not wander from our path, but double down and continue to do this work that you have given us to do. Lord, we ask all of this in your name and for our sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon, and we hope you are able to join us next week. To learn more about FCC Great Bend, visit us online at firstchristianchurchgb.com. Again, that's firstchristianchurchgb.com. God bless and have a great week.